Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Have you spread the word today?
Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to the show, You Versus You. All right, so today we have some amazing information presented to us by an amazing human that has graced this planet to do some amazing thing, and then she's going to fly off to her planet on Never Never Land. Okay, we're back. So today we have Marcy Littlejohn, who is going to talk to us about credit. Now, Marcy has her irons and some fires that's really going to elevate people and their lives. And I'm going to stop talking and let Marcy tell us all about what she's doing. Hello, Marcy.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I truly appreciate the
You're welcome.
Effort that you have put into helping people understand credit and how they need to win in this credit game. As Carla mentioned, my name is Marcy Littlejohn, and I am with a company that is called Financial Education Services. And while our flagship product is credit restoration, our ultimate goal is education. So we understand the importance of not only telling people about the effects of credit, but we teach them how to discontinue losing in the game. Because there's so many people that don't realize that you're in the credit game. I don't care if you are over the age of 18 and you are working a job and you pay your taxes, you are in the credit game. And whether you're losing or winning is up to you, but I want to help you win. So that's where I live.
Now listen.
In relation to this game. And Carla, take it away. Go ahead.
Listen, I didn't get the rules to play the game correctly, so I think that's probably why I'm losing. So let's figure out how we gonna help people get the rules right away and win.
That's so amazing that you said that, Carla, because it's the truth. So I have 2.5 degrees. I have a bachelor's degree, I have a master's degree, and I'm on my way to my doctorate. And my master's degree is in business. And at no point did anyone teach me about credit. So if you're on this call, I don't want you to think you're losing because you didn't pay attention. Because the reality is, as Carla just mentioned, she just got the game. She didn't even get the rules, and neither did any of us. The rules of the credit game come from the Fair Credit Reporting Act of 1971, and that is 108 pages. So unless you read that, you have no idea what's going on in this credit game. So that's where I come in to help people, because I simplify this credit process and help people understand what they need to do in order to win in this game.
Did you say 108 pages?
108 pages, Carla. 108 pages. You don't have to read them.
Well, is that with, with pictures and
stuff?
I'll give
you a Reader's Digest.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. It even going bigger than that. It's written in legal jargon.
Oh, that I just got a headache just thinking about it. That hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But now we all know that we're in this game. You know, some of us get some help from people that understood the game and passed that information down to their children. A lot of us were not so lucky. And not only that, but then there's a proliferation of myths, lies, and half and untruths floating around about your credit and what you can and cannot do. So I know one of the things you talk about and you educate about is myths of credit. So tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, my goodness. So we would be sitting here probably until like 2 o'clock in the morning. However, I know you love me, but you don't love me that much. So there's a lot of myths as it relates to credit. And the biggest one that I think a lot of people struggle is with bankruptcies. A lot of people file bankruptcy because they have a lot of debt and they think, oh, my goodness, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to file this bankruptcy. I'm going to be squeaky clean. Woo, look at me. Well, let me tell you why you get offers for credit cards and why you get offers for cards. Because the reality is those people know that you have freed up some cash. Here's where it gets tricky. They don't even care that you're not going to pay those other people. So the fact that they don't care about you not paying those other people, the reality is they want to get their money off the top is what we like to call it, where I come from. So you get your money off the top. So you've already filed bankruptcy. I'm going to tell you, yes, Carla, I'm going to give you a car, but I'm going to bust you over the head with this interest rate because I guarantee you your interest rate is going to be in the double digits. Where people think they win is because they have the ability to get that car. Let me tell you when you win about buying a car, and I'm just going to make it very simplistic with the purchase of an automobile. When you walk into a car dealership, you shouldn't be there longer than 20 minutes, and I'm going to tell you why. You go in there, you tell them what car you want, you tell them what you want to pay, and you ask them if they can get you approved. Now, here's the reality. When you have good credit and they pull your credit, they already know they can get you approved. What ends up happening and why they hold you longer is because if your credit is challenged, they have to find someone to take your loan. So they come back to you like, well, oh, Carla, I know you said you can do 250. 250, that's cool. Can you do 350? So that's why that thing goes on and on and on and on and on. My fiance and I just went to look for a car. We went to the Honda lot and we went to the Acura lot. When we went in, we told them, listen, we're already approved for a 1.9% interest rate with USAA. You know what they said to us, Carla?
What?
We can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that.
So all their job is, huh?
They couldn't beat that.
No, they can't beat that. So what their job is to find us a car that we like and get the salesman his money. So one of the biggest myths that people run into is they're like, well, Marcy, I filed bankruptcy, and my attorney told me that's going to fall off my credit report. That's a lie. When I tell you
nothing
just falls off.
Yeah, in about, what, 15 years or something? How many years
is it? That's a caveat. You're going to lead in. That's a beautiful lead in to what I was about to say. So not only does your bankruptcy not fall off, right, it does not have to be on your credit report for 7 to 10 years. That's a myth. It does not. In our company, we literally had a lady who her bankruptcy had been on her credit report for 2 years, and we got it disputed and off her credit report. True story.
Wow. Wow.
And if she
now
came
listen,
to
what
us
are these
we
other myths? Right.
So there's nothing
I know
that says
you said
the,
it's,
for 7
it's like,
years.
Right. Listen. Now you're going to get me intrigued.
Go ahead.
What they
okay,
do?
Okay, go ahead.
Now, what do they do? You said there's a.
So there's another myth that people believe that if you pay a debt off, it falls off your bankruptcy, falls off your credit report. No. There's some that.
But I paid it. Why is it still there?
I'm going to be completely transparent with you, right? We can do that. We family. You can invite me over for Thanksgiving. I say, if we're transparent, we family, that means you'll invite me over for Thanksgiving. Is that where we live? We good with that?
That's what's happening. That's what's happening.
Okay. So I had a $2,000 bill from Columbia Gas because I had a rental property, right? So in having this rental property, I reached out to Columbia Gas and said, hey, I've never gotten a bill. Like, there's people in this property. But they left. I need a bill for the time span that they're gone. Columbia Gas never responded my calls, and I'm one of those people that I'm pretty persistent. Like, I don't want you to hit me with, oh, by the way, Mark, you owe me $4,000. Lo and behold, Columbia Gas sent me a bill for $2,935 and some change. I said, y'all are on Cook Melvin dog food if y'all think I'm going to pay that bill, because that's not going to happen. So I called Columbia Gas, and I said, I need to see where you got this number from. And they said, well, what do you mean you own the property? I said, no, ma'am, that's a rental property. And I don't know when you started that meter and when you ended that meter, but that's not my bill. Fast forward to I literally told Columbia Gas I'm not paying. Like, I was very transparent. I wrote letters. I went back and forth with them. And one lady even told me, Marcy, you shouldn't have to pay this. So I said, I'm not. Like, I'm not paying it. A company called me a couple of years later and said, hey, Marcy, we see you have this Columbia Gas bill. If you send us, like, I think it was something ridiculous, like $59. It was less than $100. Then we'll take this off your credit report. I said, I don't believe you. She said, what do you mean? I said, I don't believe you. So she gave me information. I put it in my iPhone, and I told her, if I see this report, if I see this on my credit report in 30 days, we're going to have a problem. It was not on my credit report. So let me tell you why they didn't report it, because I monitor my credit. So for people that don't monitor their credit, they will stack all kind of things on your credit report, because let me tell you all something. This industry is a $1 billion a day industry. Let me make that.
Did you say billion with a B?
It's not a B with a B is in boy, ball, bounce, baby, boy. Come on, man. B. A $1 billion industry a day. And they make this money off of people with bad credit. So that's why I place so much emphasis on the fact that if you're not in this credit game, you're being played. And there's not too many people I know and love that want to be played. So when people say to you, oh, just pay this bill and it'll fall off, you make sure it falls off. Now, I'm a victim of it fell off. They took it off the whole nine. But that's because I monitor my credit. Other people, they don't necessarily have to fall off. So the other thing is you need to make sure that if you pay a debt, that it actually comes off your credit report.
Right. Wow. Wow. And it did. So, okay, now I've heard of people saying that the stuff will come off your credit and then credit report, then you'll turn back around, and after like 30 or something days, it's back on your credit report.
Yep. So there's people that will tell me, well, Marcy, I'm good. I'll just fix my own credit. I say, awesome. Do you? I don't know if you have any credit report. How about it? I'm not going to ever tell anyone that they can't repair their credit, because as my hand raises in the air, I fixed my own credit. I didn't have to resort to any other credit company. However, I didn't have a lot of challenges that people had. I literally had like a couple of things that weren't even mine. Like my mother's inquiries and challenges were on my credit report. So here's the beautiful thing. When I was a child, and some people might not have gone through this, I live in this by myself. My mother got bills in my name when I was a kid. Well, what ended up happening was they put those on my credit report. But when I went to my credit report, they put my mother's name on it, and I was like, that is not my AKA. So here's the beautiful thing. For my mother and for me, I'm not telling anyone to do this. I'm just telling you this is what happened. Not only did they have to remove those items, but they couldn't go after my mother because they illegally put it on my credit report. So my mother got away with all those things she put in my name as a child. Because here's the reality, Carla, they should have never put that in my name. I was under the age of 18. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
So
right.
People play these games with credit, and in addition to that, it wasn't mine, and it was illegally reported, so they had to remove it. My mom never had to pay any of those bills. So it's a game people play. You just have to know how to play it. One of the other biggest myths that people have in regard to, like, when you say, you know, hey, it came back, the reason that it comes back is because people don't understand how to leverage the Fair Credit Reporting Act laws.
Okay.
Our company, Financial Education Services, what we literally do is, if you've ever heard, you ever heard of medical billing and coding, and in order for them to submit your bill, they have to have a code on it. You ever heard of that, Carla?
Yes, I have.
The same thing applies to credit. So there's a code that has to be followed in order for things to remain on your credit report. The way that our company prohibits things from coming back is we leverage the laws of the Fair Credit Reporting Act and tell people, hey, listen, you need to adhere to this law. And by adhering mm-hmm. to that law, that's how we get it removed, and that's how it doesn't come back.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Now, I know you mentioned a couple of myths. So what are some other myths about credit?
A lot of people think that it's illegal to have certain things removed. And I'm raising my hand again because I didn't think you could get child support and bankruptcies and all of those things removed. But that's a myth. Those are complete myths. You can have student loans deleted. I had a friend of mine, actually a client / friend of mine who had a tax lien. On her first round of disputes, we got her tax lien removed. It was removed. And she was like, oh, my God, Marcy. And I said, listen, when I tell you that this credit game is real, it's real. When I tell you our company is serious about what we do, I tell all of my clients we are changing generational curses because there's so many people that don't have knowledge about credit that they don't know how to teach their kids, and we're removing that stigma. So that's another one that's a huge myth that a lot of people think, oh, well, that can't be removed because I have child support or whatever it is. I'm like, no, if it's a derogatory item, we're going to delete anything that it is. And Carl, I'm going to tell you the biggest myth that I deal with, and it's a mindset that I deal with.
Yes. Spill it. Tell a secret, girl. Tell it.
A lot of people think because they have bad credit, they have to keep bad credit. I'm going to say that one more time.
Listen, I would drop the phone, but people would not hear you. Say it again.
There's so many people, that think because they have bad credit, they have to keep bad credit. And that is what keeps TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax in business, because let me tell you all another myth that you may not know. Those are not government agencies. Those are private businesses.
Wait a minute. I thought that was the government agency because of all the mess and the rigmarole they put you through. That's not government related?
They have nothing to do with the government. Carla, you and I can become an Equifax, an Experian, and TransUnion and tell people, hey, listen, you didn't pay your bills on time, so we want to take your money. We could do that. There's nothing government's
about
either one of those agencies. Nothing. And the reason they make so much money is because the more people that have bad credit, think about this. The more collection agencies that are collecting money, the more money that goes into those companies' pockets.
Wow.
I'm not about making people billionaires unless their last name is Little John and they live in my house. These people are making billions out a day, and we're continuing to let them play us. I'm going to tell you, completely transparent, when I started this program, my credit score was 702. That's not bad credit, but it wasn't the credit Marcy wanted. But I was a fool with credit. I've made six figures over and over and over again. But I knew I had decent enough credit so that if I applied for anything that I was going to get it. I didn't understand the effect and the importance of increasing my credit score. You understand me?
Mm.
So now that I understand that, I realize how many thousands of dollars I've wasted on things that I should have not. So when I went to buy my Lexus, I didn't care what the interest rate was. I just didn't. You know why I didn't care, Carla? Because I had the money. And there's so many people with that make six and seven figure incomes and they have bad credit because they don't know how to address it. They don't know how to deal with it because nobody teaches us about credit. And I'm going to tell you the beautiful thing about our company, Financial Education Services, is we decided, hey, listen, this is a rooted problem. So we're going to teach kids how to understand credit. So what our company does is we literally go into schools, no charge to the school. We give them an eight-week program. We give the kids a pizza party. It's a wonderful thing. And we teach the kids about credit. And then afterwards, they have a wonderful time. It's a beautiful thing. And they understand credit. We teach them about money. But Carla, did anybody come to your school and teach you about credit when you was a kid?
No, they did not.
No, not only did they not teach us about credit, we barely knew how to have a bank account.
So we teach kids how to write checks from ages 8 to 18. We teach them how to write checks because here's the reality of it. Again, being transparent, I have an 18-year-old son. He didn't know how to write a check. When he got his first paycheck from Kroger, he signed his name on the same line as the person that endorsed it. I said, son, you're
not
back. You don't. But this is what we're dealing with. You see, you understand? You like when I tell people, I'm not selling anything. I'm changing people's lives. Like if you look at how you want to, but if you want to keep letting these babies be ignorant, if you want to keep letting these children not understand the importance of credit and valuing their education of how to catapult forward, that's fine. But those won't be my babies. And I'm taking as many babies
right
with me as I can.
Right.
As many
Listen, we're going to take
I,
a quick break.
I can.
Yep. Take them all. We're going to take a quick break to remind everybody.
Welcome to ThinkBigRadio.com. I'm Ray Vision, your host, and I'm with my co-host, Nefri Amini. And you're listening.
I clicked the wrong button. Yep, that's me.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Okay, we're back, so now you know where you are. Marcy, okay, listen. You have blown the back of my mind, my head off right here and there with some of the things that you're telling me about credit and the myths and the things that we're brought up to believe. Please tell me that's it. There's no more other myths that, you know, this is it. This is all that you got, that no one else has lied anymore to us, and that's it. So what else? What else could you possibly tell us that we know that some people are still believing as far as myth?
I'd love to tell you that that's my last myth. It's not. It truly is not.
No.
And the biggest myth that a lot of people say is that, well, Marcy, I don't know if your company is doing these things legally because I was told it's illegal to remove certain things. And I'm even going a step further to say I met a gentleman from Chase Bank who told me, he said, you can't fix people's credit. I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, if people make a mistake, they need to deal with it. Now, he is a credit analyst for Chase Bank. This is no jab at anyone that banks with Chase Bank. I need you to understand that when people look at you, they don't care about your situation. They don't care about your divorce. They don't care about your kids. They don't care about anything. The only thing that they care about is that three-digit number that either says approve or deny. Approve or deny. And if your credit score is not above a 720, baby, you're getting denied. And they don't care about your situation. And I said, well, listen, here's the thing. People have issues. And he was like, well, people need to fix it. Like, I promise I wish I could have taken that conversation because it seems so unreal. Like, I was like, this man is not really saying this. He said, I put my sister out of my mother's house because she couldn't pay her bills. I said, well,
wow.
He said, because she shouldn't have a job. She couldn't get a job, and she should have got it. I need y'all to understand the people that are on the receiving end of whether you get approved or denied. They don't care about you. They care about that almighty magic number. And if that almighty magic number is not 700 and north, denied, denied, denied. Now, I'm going to go a step further and say you will get people that will approve you, but you're not going to get the rate you like. We had a conversation with a local car dealership, me and my business partner, and we said, hey, listen, how many people do you have to turn away because they have less than perfect credit? He said, well, I'll turn anybody away. I'll get anybody approved. But you know what happens? And if you're on this phone call and your interest rate is in the double digits, meaning it's anything above a 0.9%, you're getting played. You're getting played because they will give you a car and you'll think you're one. But by the time you pay for that car, you pay for that car three times over. Three times over. And that's ridiculous. But what happens is, Carla, it's like when people use a debit card versus using cash. It's out of sight, out of mind. Does that make sense?
Right.
I know it doesn't make sense.
If I don't see it.
It does not make sense, but you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. If I don't see it, then it's okay. And I tell my clients every day, you can refinance your car, and I can save you thousands of dollars a month. I ain't telling you to turn your car in. Let me get your score up, and you go back to that car dealership and say, listen, I'm going to refinance this car. If y'all don't want to refinance it, y'all can take it. I'll go to another dealership. They're not going to let you walk out that door, especially when they pull your credit score after you fool with me, because I'm not gonna let you. If people leave me and say, well, I had a 700 or I had a 650, it's because you didn't let me finish. You didn't let me finish. So it's very important for people to understand that it's a process. You didn't get bad credit, and here's where I get, where I remind people, don't rush me. Like, you didn't get bad credit in 90 days, so why are you rushing me? You got to give me time to work on what you broke. But I tell you, when I fix it, I'm going to take you forward. Just let me fix it and follow what I tell you to do. So let me ask you this, Carla. What do you think is the worst thing that can affect your credit score, the absolute worst?
Well, I thought it was bankruptcy.
Okay.
Slow or no payments.
Slow or no payments, is that what you said?
Yeah.
What is the worst? Every single client I encounter, I tell them this. They say, Marcy, what do you need me to do? I say, the first thing I need you to do is open your mail because you're going to get a letter from these credit agencies. And let me tell you how slippery they are, Carla. So when they send you, when we do your round of disputes and we tell them, hey, listen, this is Carla. She's disputing these items, X, Y, and Z. The credit unions will literally, no joke, hand to God, they will send you your responses in a white envelope with no logos, no nothing. Now, let me tell you why they do that.
Why do they do that? Okay.
Because they hope you don't open it. Because you're probably thinking this is nothing, right? So if you get a letter in the mail with nothing on it, they're like, oh, it is nothing. I'm not going to open that. But those are disputes. I need y'all to understand what these games that they play with y'all. Like, the way that I think about the credit game, and this is, go ahead.
So they send it in a display envelope, and then you think like, oh, there's some kind of bill mess, and you toss it, and then now what happens when you don't open it and the dispute stuff is there?
So now we have to, as our company, we're waiting for those disputes because a lot of things are deleted. Right? So even though they're deleted from your credit report, we have to update your credit report. So they're open, you don't open it, so we don't update your credit report. Because
wow.
They can't update your credit report. We do.
Wow.
So there's updates, so they're hoping you don't open it. And in addition to that, they're hoping you don't dispute the other items. People need to realize Equifax, TransUnion, Experian, they'll be your friend when you got good credit. But when you have bad credit, they don't want nothing to do with you. They don't even like you.
Why?
It's a crazy game. I tell people, it's almost like if you found out that the person that you love, like your first love, go back. I need you to think about the first person you ever loved and they cheated on you and how bad they hurt you, if that ever happened to you. If it
Ooh.
Never happened to you, I hope it never does. I hope it never does.
Yeah.
If it happened to you,
well,
think about how
I've lived, so it
yourself.
Has.
Right? Think about
right,
how
right. I have
yourself.
Lived, so it has.
And
wow.
these credit unions are doing these people are doing this to people every day. Every day, Carla. Every day. Mm. And people continue to be played. And I'm like, I can't let people in my circle deal with it. So when I reach out to people, I tell all of my friends, this is nothing but love. Because I've been asked to sell everything from insurance to, I don't know, bathing suits, tons, everything. I don't know, everything. But to me, this is not sales. This is education. And anyone that knows me knows I've been in education for 15 years. And one of the things that bothered my heart the most was when I would have students that would get decent paying jobs and they left our campus with $20,000 worth of debt. And there was nothing I could do about it. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have a solution.
Wow.
God told me I can't sit on this. So when people look at my Facebook page and like, oh my God, here she goes talking about this credit stuff. Just remember, I'm like, oh, my God, here you go sitting there with bad credit because it's silly. It's silly. You are losing a game, and I'm giving you a solution, and you ignore it for whatever reason. I'm going to be honest and say a lot of people don't want to approach it because credit is a very trepidatious conversation. They think, well, oh, Marcy, I'm not going to call Marcy because I don't want Marcy to know what I got going on with my credit. So let me dispel that myth. I don't see your credit report unless you show it to me. The only reason I get disputes and when I post things on my Facebook page about tax liens, judgments, and all that stuff removed is because my clients are elated and they want to share it with me. I can't see people's credit reports. I don't see any of that. My goal is to get you in the program and get you moving forward. But I am not the tech, I am not the credit person. I don't see your credit report. So that's all private information. I don't see it. And if you never want me to see it, I don't care. I just want you to get your score up. I just want more people to be able to walk into a car dealership and be like, I'm going to be here for about 10 minutes and then I'm gone. So you do what you want to do in between there. But I'm going to tell you what I want. I'm going to tell you what I need to do and then I'm to the win. But there's so many people that sit there for hours when they buy it. They know whether or not they're going to get you approved as soon as you give them your ID. So play that game if you want to.
Now, wait, let me ask this question, this inquiry, which, you know, you hear people say, because they'll say, well, you know, let me just run your credit. And I'm like, no, you are not running my credit for something that I definitely don't want. Because now that's an inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
How damaging is an inquiry on a credit report?
Inquiries do indeed affect your credit score, right? Now, here's the reality. Your credit score is updated every 30 days, okay? So when a person does an inquiry, it'll probably have an effect, depending upon what the purchase is, because home buying is one of the biggest. So unless you're buying a home, I tell people don't let a person do an inquiry until you're ready to buy. So when you go to a car dealership and they say, well, hey, we want to see if you're qualified, no, Now, I went to a car dealership. We did a test drive. Both those people pulled my credit. Both of them did. I know they did because my score went down. I know they did. I know my credit score. I monitor my credit every day. And I told my fiance, like, they mess with my credit and I don't like it. But here's what happens. If you go back, they don't have to run it again. Direct credit.
Wow.
So when I tell
let me interject.
Go ahead. No, you're not interjecting at all. No, you go.
If you're on the line and you have a question, push 1, and we will get to your question about credit with Marcy. We still have a nice round of time, and there is so much with this credit that we really want to get addressed, and we know we don't have 2 to 3 days because Marcy is a wealth of information about credit that we definitely want to make sure we're getting all this information in. So if you have a question, please push 1 so that we can get your question answered. Marcy, so you mentioned something about people believing that if they had credit, bad credit once, they're going to always have bad credit. What else needs to change for them, other than just their credit, but for them to know how to get their, once they get good credit, how to keep good credit?
Biggest myth out there is that medical bills, student loans, child support, judgment, liens, the biggest myth is those have the worst effect on your credit report. Whenever I do overviews, it's so much fun. You know me. You see me live.
I know. I think you at work.
What's the worst thing you think that gets your credit report? They're like, oh, I'm telling you right now, it's medical bills. Oh, no, man, you wrong. It's judgment. It's liens. No. Every client that I work with, I say, listen to me. Are you coachable? They say, yes. I say, okay, cool. Do you promise to pay your bills on time? A late payment can take your credit score down 60 to 80 points. A late payment hurts your credit score to worse. Now, I'm throwing out a random number. I'm not giving you specific numbers, but I've seen people where their late payments have hurt their credit score between 60 to 80 points and above. So you don't want to make a late payment. Here's why I think that people make late payments, but they don't realize it. They're like, oh, well, I'll get to it when I can. If you have to make a late payment, call that company and say, listen, it's Wednesday. My bill is due today. If I pay you on Friday, can I waive my late fee? 9 times out of 10, if that's the first time you did it, they're going to tell you yes. Because they don't even want to deal with harassment. Because here's the reality. The biggest thing that you can't get back in life is time. And if I have to waste my time to get my money from you, I'm irritated. So that's why credit collectors are so angry, because they see accounts that are 90, 100, two, so many months behind, and they're like, you're playing games and you're wasting my time. And they're so aggressive in their phone calls because of the time. But if you call Capital One, and I'm just throwing them out there as an example, hey, Capital One, listen, I know my payment is due today. I'm going to pay that tomorrow. I promise you I'll pay it tomorrow. Will y'all waive my late fee? 9 times out of 10, Capital One's going to tell you, go ahead and pay it tomorrow, but you need to pay it tomorrow or you're going to get a late fee. It's communication. Right. And the reality is what happens with people that have bad credit is they lack a sense of urgency. And that's why your credit's bad, because you don't understand the importance of paying your bills on time. You don't understand the importance of making sure you do things diligently. So when people tell me, well, Marcy, I think it's racist, or they discriminate against me because I don't pay my bills on time or because I have bad credit, what does that have to do with me getting a job? It has a whole lot to do with your job if you want to be a supervisor, because how can I trust that you're going to do what you need to do in an exponential fashion? How can I trust that you have a sense of urgency? You don't, because you don't even pay your own bills on time. So understand, people that are on this call, not only does your credit score affect your house, it could potentially affect your promotion or your raise. I know people that have not gotten promoted or raised because of their credit score.
Wow.
And it's a big deal.
Now, I do know that there are some jobs where if your credit score is not at a certain level, you can forget it. You can definitely forget it.
Yep.
We know we have a Toastmaster buddy when we went to the conference who talked about, you know, the level of credit that you have to work at her company, the company she works at. And so, you know, once
mm-hmm.
you get in, it's not like once you get in, you can just act a fool because they still check it. So they want to make sure you won't compromise them at some point in time. And it's just listening to all of this just makes you wonder who is truly benefiting from everybody having bad credit.
Three agencies, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Because what ends up happening is this. When I tell you those companies make billions of dollars a day, I had a young man that I reached out to on LinkedIn just a couple of days ago, true story. He said to me, we reached out. I said, thanks for the ad. He said, no, thank you for the ad. I see you with the company that clearly does credit restoration. I can use your help because I'm a tax preparer, and I have people whose credit score is in the 300 below. I said, absolutely.
Wow. Wow.
A lot
of
times they'll helpless.
Mm,
so they'll stay.
Mm.
They'll stay in that situation.
Wow.
Marcy. I had an uncle.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You had what? What did you have?
I had an uncle who prophesied my life when I was 7 years old. And he said to my mom is my witness, she said, that little girl is going to be something. Let me tell you where this gets so deep. There's so many people that have been told that they're not going to be anything, and they live in that poverty mindset, and they live in that poverty situation, and they will not move forward. Even when they're given resources, Carla, they won't move forward.
Wow.
Because somebody
put something
negative on their life.
Right. We have a question coming in. Okay, caller from 323. Please tell us who you are and what your question is.
How you doing, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners? This is Big.
Big!
One of the co-founders of Think Big Radio along with Carla. And Marcy, I'd like to thank you for this wealth of information that you're giving us. It appears I and a couple of more people have been on the line listening during this interview. And one of the things that I'd like to ask you is, when it comes to rebuilding your credit, what's the fastest that you've seen someone increase their score in, like, let's say, a 60-day period? And for a typical person, what items should be focused on in order for them to get their score, you know, 60 or higher, if that's possible within a 60-day period?
That's a good question.
First of all, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for your question. The biggest thing that I ask my customers to be is to be coachable.
Uh-huh.
And we're at the mercy, unfortunately, of the credit bureaus. So what our company does is we dispute any negative item. I don't care what it is. We dispute it. Now, the reality is, just like a fingerprint, everybody's credit score is different. So as I mentioned, my best friend who submitted her credit report, she trusted me. She abided by the program. She did everything I asked her to do. She had her tax lien removed within less than 45 days. So I can't really give you a magic number as to how long it will take for people to have items removed, but I will tell you, if you get with a company that knows what they're doing, more than likely those items will be disputed more sooner than later. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, pretty much so. That's awesome, because when you do think about all the different types of credit that people have, maybe there's no magic wand that you can say these are the two items that we need to concentrate on to increase the score, because there are so
right.
many different types of items. And another thing is, how can I and our listeners also reach you in the future if we want to take maybe a course that you're offering, or you know, just find out some things, or even visit the company that you're working for? How will we do that? And that'll be the last of the questions that I have.
Okay. So the best way to reach me is via my website, which is www.fes.net/littlejohn, right? So fes.net and Little John. And if you're not an internet person, you can reach me at my telephone number. You can text me or call me. My telephone number is area code 614-226-5781. People can text me, they can call me on my website and on my phone number. Feel free to reach out to me. I have people that will email me and ask me all kind of questions, but I think those two outlets are the easiest, because if you go to my webpage, it will allow you to attach me in several different areas, and if you text me, it will allow you to text me personally. So I have no problem with sharing my contact information, because as I mentioned to you all, there's 43 million people with less than perfect credit, and I'm in Columbus, Ohio. So think about
Columbus,
all of your
Ohio.
Friends and family members. Yep. Think about all your friends and family members that are outside of Columbus, Ohio that have less than perfect credit. And I want to reach them too. Because
well,
it's
I
my
do
duty.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our heart for networking with Carla and coming on the show. Thank you, Carla.
All right.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you, Big. I'm going to put you back in mute. All right. Okay. 216, tell us who you are and where you're from.
My name is Harrison Gilmer out of Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, Cleveland.
Hello. What's
your question?
Marcy Little John. So I actually use Marcy Little John services. And first, I think it's awesome that your radio station is doing something like this. I don't know the demographic of listeners that you have, but what I do know is, I got a bachelor's degree in economics. I got a master's in business, and nowhere along the way did I ever get taught about credit. So in 2016, here I was making six figures with a 534 credit score. And
wow.
When I found out about Marcy's services, the first thing that came to my mind was, I make six figures with a master's. How many people just like me from the African-American community with as much education or less are as illiterate to the power of credit as I was? So I guess the question that I have for Marcy was, how do you promote this message and get it through to our people that we need to wake up and start to address things that can ultimately take stress, time off. Because debt collectors add stress to your life. And when you don't have to worry about walking into a dealership and being told, you don't qualify, or you want to get that house and being told you don't want to qualify, you don't qualify, how are you making this message resonate within our community to get our people to wake up and realize the importance of that economic foundation, starting with having a good name that you can utilize to get things that you need without depleting your savings or your personal cash. How are you resonating that within our community?
Harrison, first I would like to say thank you for tuning into this phone call. And to answer your question, I have big shoes to fill. The beautiful thing is I have a team that's helping me disseminate this message. So my company and what we do is we have the ability to market and give our information on social media, different vices such as Carla, who saw me in a private place. So it was a Toastmasters meeting. And she said to herself, oh, my goodness, these people need this information. And she did not hesitate to put me on a nationwide call so that people could hear this information. Now, Carla, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this recorded?
Yes, it will be archived once the show is done. And we have 8 minutes, so we go get it out and then make sure we can get your information again.
Okay. So to answer your question, Harrison, our team works very diligently. I have members of my team that are all throughout the country, and we're continuing to build. So if you know anyone in your area that needs this, or anyone outside of Harrison, where are you calling from?
I think Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, yes. Ohio. So if you know anyone outside of the Cleveland, Ohio area that has credit challenges, as we post this information, I ask that you please share it. Because as we know, and I'll give you a perfect example. So Tupac just released his movie, and there's people that are spreading information about his movie all through social media. I wish we would spread information about credit. And this is no jab at Tupac, R.I.P. Tupac Shakur, that's what I call him. Real story, true story. But at the same time, why aren't we sharing information that's changing people's lives? No jab at Tupac, but he's dead and gone. Share the information that's going to help people change their lives. So as we get this information out, Harrison, we just need to tell as many people as we can to progress it forward. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that question.
No problem.
Yes, definitely. Okay, you know what? I'm going to put you back on hold. And so don't go too far away, Harrison. You have some good information, Big, the CEO, is very interested in you. So you might get a call from Big, okay? Hold on a second. We're going to put you back in.
No problem.
Now, Miss Marcy, we're down to 6 minutes, and give us again your contact information.
So if you want to reach me through my website, which is very easy to reach, www.my, S as in Frank, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, so it's myfes.net, like a basketball net, /M Littlejohn. That'll take you to our company's website. If you're like, oh, no, I want to talk to her directly, then I'll give you my telephone number. I have no problem with that. It's area code 614-226-5781. You can text me. You can call me. If I don't answer, don't get discouraged. Leave me a message, and I will call you back that same day. Like, I'm not one of those people like, oh, it takes me 24 to 48 hours to return your call. No, that's not my story. I will return your call within that same day. So, again, it's www.myfes.net/M Littlejohn or 614-226-5781. I need to make that into a song or a jingle of some sort. I don't know. That's what happens. Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Definitely, definitely. 588-2300.
Listen, see what I'm saying? It's on deck, Carla.
Right, right. Right, and you know, listen, that number's been the same since I was a little girl. It used to have letters in it, so yeah. So
my
listen,
number
we,
has
I wanna
been
thank...
the same since September 2011. So my here's the crazy thing, real story. I know we got to go. I signed up with Sprint on 9/11. I didn't realize it. Like I didn't even know until they called me. My number has been the same since 9/11. Isn't that crazy? Craziness. Go
wow.
Ahead. Do you?
That is, wow. Yeah. I mean, you get something good, you got to stick with it. You have to stick with it. Okay. So, again, Marcy, we want to thank you for coming out. This information that you have given us today is, I mean, just mind-blowing, especially for people who know somebody in any of these situations. We definitely need to spread the word. And, you know, you see it all the time. You'll spread nonsense, but you won't spread anything that's going to uplift, you know, not just the race mm-hmm. of our your color, but just the human race. And this is definitely something that we definitely need to be promoting and spreading. If we have one family member with any of these issues, we definitely need to put it in their, put a bug in their ear so that they can get this situation taken care of. So we're going to give a last thank you, a last shout out to you and your amazing thing. So don't forget to sign up. This we archive. So if you felt like you missed anything, you can go back and listen to it again to get this information about credit myths as well as a wealth of information about credit. Marcy, tell us what you got coming up in the next few weeks. If there's anything that we can show up, sign on, join, listen to, whatever.
So if you are in the Columbus area, overview, you're lucky, coming up tomorrow at the Columbus Main Library. It's free. The information is free. You just have to show up. The registration is at 6:30, and then at 7 o'clock the overview starts. So, again, if you're in the Columbus area, we're having an overview tomorrow, 6:30. Registration starts 7 o'clock promptly. The overview starts, and we go over in full detail of our services and how everything works.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we are going to hit you with the outro, and if there's anything that we can do, please do not hesitate to let us know. Tell us, you know, how we can help spread the news. Send us any information that we can spread, not just in the Columbus, Ohio area, but just across the nation and across the world. We know that outside the U.S., a lot of people don't have these same issues, but we still want to make sure that we are setting people up for success and not for failure.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Well, all right, people, good people, I want to thank you for listening to Ms. Rain, You Versus You, Renew Your Life. And we know that in order for you to renew your life, you're going to have to let go of some stuff. And we definitely want you to let go of a bad credit mindset. We want you to live and not die. We want you to prosper and not perish. We want you to grow and grow and grow. So this was a great opportunity, and I look forward to seeing you again and hearing from you. You are awesome, amazing, wonderful, fantabulous. Okay.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
All right, all right. It was wonderful having you. Thanks, Marcy.